877-472-8. Dr. Jeannie K. Bailey, changing lives, one smile at a time.
When you're shopping for furniture, the one thing you want is to tour the store without having a hot on your heel salesperson urging you to make a decision. No, what you want is time to browse, time to consider, and that's Dunbar Furniture. The Moore family will welcome you, direct you to the area that you're interested in, and answer any questions. You set your own pace. Quality furniture, relaxed atmosphere. Dunbar Furniture, Nurse Shoney's and Captain D's, where delivery is always free.
When news happens in the capital city, you'll hear about it first on 58 WCHS. With a staff of local news veterans relying on more than 60 years of combined hands-on news experience, you can depend on WCHS. From the latest national and local news on the hour to breaking news at any moment, we've got you covered. At home, at work, or in the car, make WCHS your number one preset for news, talk, and sports. 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the management of 58 WCHS or of West Virginia Radio Corporation.
Good morning from 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. It is the first Monday of November. Well, it's the first day of November, 2010. I'm Rick Johnson, Ask the Expert with Basement Systems of West Virginia. Our producer is Anthony Harmon. If you have a question about your, dewatering your basement, your crawl space, also taking care of your foundation, our phone number on the air, 304-345-5858. That's our number, 345-5858. With us this morning is Pat Edwardson.
Good morning, Rick.
How you doing?
I can't complain.
Little Pat.
You got it.
In this morning for Basement Systems of West Virginia, and a little bit colder this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly out there, but it's that time of the year. It's starting to get cold. Thanksgiving's coming soon. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Big old turkey day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Basement Systems of West Virginia, of course, just tell us a little bit about Basement Systems, maybe for the one person left who doesn't know what you're all about.
Well, we've been in business now for 7, going on 8 years, and we do mainly waterproofing for basements, crawl spaces. We have permanent fixes for those types of issues in homes, moisture problems that can result in mold, mildew, wood rotting, you know, wet basements. If you have a basement area that you want to finish, we have finishing products. Basically, we deal with almost everything underneath the first floor of a house, anywhere from radon mitigation, whether it's something during a real estate transaction. Also, we're doing a lot more now with a lot of foundation repairs that are also designed to be economical, but also permanent fixes.
And one of the things we want to talk about this morning with Pat here on 58 WCHS is foundation repair science, if you will.
Exactly.
And you've been out doing a lot of training on this particular subject, and so you come back with a lot of information that's good for us. I know here in West Virginia we've always had an issue of people building homes on hillsides, and that can create a problem with the foundation. The soil here also has issues that may cause structural foundation issues as well.
That's it. There's certainly a lot that can come into play when you're talking about foundations and foundation repair. And basically, over the past 5-6 years or so, we've been mainly dealing with foundation issues such as wall push, where the foundation walls are getting bowed in. But we're starting to expand our repertoire as far as what we can handle in terms of foundation repair systems. And that's what, if anyone knows about the way Basement Systems is set up, Basement Systems is a lot bigger than our shop here in West Virginia. Basement Systems is a international company. There's over 200 Basement Systems dealers throughout the United States. We have dealers in 5 other countries. And one of our Basement Systems dealers was actually in the foundation repair business for 35 years before they got into the Basement Systems waterproofing. So over the past couple of years, Basement Systems has actually taken on, in a large scale, the types of foundation repairs that they've used for many years. Basically, the company has been doing foundation repair systems for 35 years, and they have a number of structural engineers and also geotechnical engineers that are on staff, and that's who we're partnering up now, so to speak, in terms of the foundation systems that we have.
In addition to bowing walls, can you have sagging walls?
Well, there's truthfully, two types of foundation movement that you're going to see. There's vertical movement, which is when a house can either settle or in very unusual situations, you can actually have a house rise up. And then there's also situations where you can have horizontal movement where, yeah, the walls will push or bow in.
And does it matter if there's a basement or not? I mean, can you have this problem, this structural issue, if you just have a crawl space?
You could have this type of structural issues on any type of foundation, whether it's regular basement construction, whether it's crawl space, or even a slab-on-grade construction. Say you have a, you know, a detached garage and it's just a slab-on-grade construction, you can still have the same issues. And basically what it comes down to is it's not so much the way that the home is built, but it's the soil that the home or the building is sitting up on top of that's going to result in these types of foundation problems.
So how does a homeowner know if they may have a foundation issue?
Well, there's some telltale signs that you're going to start looking for. And, you know, generally the first things that you'll notice is either on the outside, you'll see some kind of cracking in the foundation, you know, whether it's a brick facing, you see cracks, or on the mortar joints. From the inside of the home, you'll see cracks on the doorways. But also there's a lot of other things you can look at, too. Your openings for your doors and your windows, if the doors start to become hard to open. Sometimes we've seen houses already where the doors, you can't open it at all because of the way that the house is shifted. It throws the doorway out of alignment, and the door won't even open at all because it has all the weight on the top. So there is a lot of different ways you can tell about these types of foundation issues, you know, without having a great deal of knowledge about them.
Could you drop a marble on a hard floor, and if it starts to roll to the corner, you may have an issue?
That's certainly one thing. When you walk into a room and it feels like you're either walking downhill or uphill, then you probably do have some type of issue on your hands there.
Now, let's talk about the fix. I mean, how do you repair this kind of a problem?
Well, it depends on what type of problem you're looking at. What we like to do is we come out, we'll take a look, do our inspection on the foundation, which can involve a number of different things, setting up a laser level to be able to determine if there is movement along the structure, you know, inspecting some of the cracking that's going on the foundation, if there is cracks that are available to see. And then based off of that inspection, that's when we're going to start to look at the issue itself and determine if it's an issue where the house is settling. Is it the center beam of the house is sagging down? Or is it the walls that are pushing in? So depending on what types of issues that you're having with the property, there's different types of fixes out there. One of the ones for, let's say you have a home, whether it's a house with a basement or a crawl space, and part of that foundation is settling down, we have a system, we call it a push-pier system. And what we actually do is we're using a hydraulic system to be able to drive steel rods down into the ground until we reach some type of load-bearing strata, which can either be bedrock or just tightly compacted soil. Once you drive those piers down into the ground far enough where you reach that stable platform, then we can actually use that same hydraulic system to now be able to lift the house back into level position again.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
345-5858. If you have a question for Pat this morning about you know, your foundation and how you can get a free estimate and an inspection at your home, give us a call, 345-5858. And here's Linwood in Charleston. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question about a limestone foundation.
Okay.
It's a crawl space, and the limestone has deteriorated. The house is about 100 years old, and as a result of the deterioration of the limestone, we're concerned about the foundation going away completely. What type of fix can you do with the scaling of that limestone?
Well, unfortunately, with like a limestone type of foundation, there's generally not a footing underneath of it, so it's not something you could just traditionally come in and put a piering system in underneath of it. But there is other ways you could potentially correct this type of an issue where there is piering systems that you can build up on top of the ground. We have a system that's called smart jacking, and basically what we do is we have a piering system where basically, we're going to dig out part of the ground. We're going to put in a solid base where you're not going to have to worry about settling underneath of that base. And then in some cases, we can come in and we can put in what we call a supplemental beam to support the load of the house. So, I mean, it just depends on the condition of the foundation, the size of the home. There's a lot of different things that can come into play. But if you wanted to give us a call, we'd be more than happy to come out and take a look at it for you. We do free estimates and inspections.
Okay.
So that's what, and if we couldn't you know, provide a fix for you, we can certainly try to point you in the right direction.
Do you live here in the Charleston area?
Yes.
Okay. And you have a issue with limestone?
It's an older home on a foundation that is somewhat disintegrating.
Okay.
And we just need to figure out what kind of pillars or posts or some replacement foundation, or at least keep it from scaling away any further going forward.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, here's the number to call, Linwood. It's 1-888-619-1300. That's 1-888-619-1300. That's for Basement Systems of West Virginia. And again, it's a free inspection and free estimate.
All right. Thank you all very much.
And if you wanted to give a call into the office today, I might be able to actually stop out there this afternoon. I have a couple of appointments here in Charleston, but I might be able to get out there sometime this afternoon if you'd like.
All right. So call the number now and see if you can arrange a visit from Pat this afternoon at your home. Again, a free inspection and a free estimate. And call the number. It's 1-888. That's 1-888-619-1300. 1-888-619-1300 for Basement Systems of West Virginia. Let's go to Mike in Hurricane for Pat. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, we've had some problems with the place I live in a subdivision, the townhouses, and a couple of the houses have been sold. They've had to come in there and said the walls was caving in. I've run a level across my walls, back walls and everything, and it's showing level, but
okay.
I'm getting ready to sell, and you was talking about this inspection and everything, and I was interested in it.
Well, absolutely, and just to let you know, too, when you have any type of a wall push issue where the walls are coming in, just because the wall is still level doesn't mean that it's not moving, because there's different types of ways that a wall can move in. Other than just bowing in, sometimes you can get what's called shearing, where the actual shear force behind the wall itself can actually push the entire wall in as one single unit. Is it a concrete block construction?
Yeah, it's just a block construction.
Okay, because what typically happens with like a concrete block construction is that usually what they're going to do when they build it is they'll put down the footing, they build up the concrete block walls on top, and then they'll pour the concrete slab of the floor over towards the foundation wall. And what that means is now that bottom course of block is being supported by the entire weight of the floor slab. So if you have a lot of pressure behind the wall itself, if the wall doesn't bow in, it sometimes just slides off of the top of that bottom course of block. So that
well, I think that's what happened on the other one they was trying to sell.
Okay.
And somebody said these blocks should have been filled. You know, should these blocks been filled with concrete?
Truthfully, we've seen push on poured concrete walls, grout filled block. I mean, if you got enough pressure behind that wall, it's going to push in no matter what's inside of the wall or what it's made of.
Because the hill behind me has come in almost 6 foot.
Okay.
And that's what when I was listening to this morning, I said, man, I need to get your number and get you to come down and check my house out.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to. I said, we're actually taking a look. We're getting ready to do work with a townhouse development. Sounds like a similar type of situation over in Deep Creek, Maryland right now.
Okay, because I live in Hurricane, and I need to get your phone number and have you come out, and me and you need to do some talking.
Yes, sir, Mike. I'd be more than happy to.
The number is, Mike, the number toll-free is 1-888-619-1300. That's 1-888-619-1300. Call that number right now and set up an appointment, and Pat will be happy to come out and give you a free inspection and a free estimate, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. And our phone number on the air for your question for Pat Edwardson of Basement Systems of West Virginia is 304-345-5858.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
John Racy likes to say he made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. Well, there's nothing wrong with being rich, and that's a pretty funny lie. But what's not so funny is what John Racy's policies would do to you and your family. He'd eliminate the minimum wage, even when too many of us are struggling to get by. He supports tax breaks for companies that send American jobs overseas. Your tax dollars paying companies to destroy our jobs. And Racy actually wants to slap a 23% sales tax on nearly everything you buy, gas, groceries, and medicine. A plan that means deep tax cuts for corporations and millionaires, like him. Maybe it's just hard to see how folks in West Virginia are hurting sitting there in his Florida mansion with its paint marble driveway. Would John Racy really look out for you? Common Sense 10 is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by Common Sense 10, commonsense10.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you're shopping for furniture, the one thing you want is to tour the store without having a hot-on-your-heels salesperson urging you to make a decision. No, what you want is time to browse, time to consider, and that's Dunbar Furniture. The Moore family will welcome you, direct you to the area that you're interested in, and answer any questions. You set your own pace. Quality furniture, relaxed atmosphere. Dunbar Furniture, Nurse Shoney's and Captain D's, where delivery is always free.
Hi, this is Thornton Cooper, Democratic candidate for Kanawha County Clerk. The County Clerk is Kanawha County's Chief Elections Officer. If you elect me your County Clerk, I'll work to make it easier to vote and to give voters more choices. 3 years ago, the State Democratic Executive Committee adopted a bylaws change that I drafted. That change allows independents to vote in Democratic primaries. Later, I successfully opposed plans that would have eliminated the polling places at the Weberwood Fire Station, Kenna Homes, and Parkland Terrace. If the plans had gone through, hundreds of voters would have been inconvenienced. This year, I supported a proposal that would have established satellite early voting stations in Bell, Elkview, and St. Albans. If you elect me, I'll do much more to help Kanawha County's voters. My name, Thornton Cooper, is the last name on the ballot, on the back of the ballot. When you vote, please remember to save the best for last. Thank you. Paid for by Cooper for Kanawha County Clerk.
In March, pro-abortion Democrats in Congress voted to enact the Obama health care law, claiming that no federal money would pay for abortion on demand. The reality is that the Obama plan provides funding for health plans that pay for abortion on demand. And the Obama plan will even lead to the rationing of life-saving medical treatments. The Obama health care plan hurts all of us, born and unborn. Nick Rahal voted for the Obama health care law in the U.S. House of Representatives, even though it would provide funding for health plans that pay for abortion on demand for any reason. Spike Maynard opposes the Obama health care law and will vote to repeal it. Spike Maynard will vote against abortion funding in any health care law. Doesn't Southern West Virginia deserve a congressman who will represent our pro-life values in Washington? On Tuesday, November 2nd, vote to protect our future and the future of our country. Vote for life. Vote for Spike Maynard in the 3rd Congressional District.
Paid for by National Right to Life PAC at nrlpac.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRL PAC is responsible for the contents of this advertising.
Dan Greer will say anything to get elected. Greer says he's against lawsuit abuse, but it cost taxpayers thousands when he sued schools and children lost their swing sets. Greer says he's against gambling, yet took thousands in campaign cash from casinos. Greer says he's tough on crime, but defends criminals who drive drunk. Greer says he supports police officers, but voted against millions in law enforcement funding. Hypocrite Dan Greer, talking out of both sides of his mouth. That's why so many people are supporting Judge Carrie Webster this election. The Charleston Gazette endorses Judge Webster, calling her a voice for ordinary folks, average families. That's why teachers, firefighters, and others endorse Judge Webster. In the past year, Judge Webster has more than doubled the number of convictions in her courtroom, putting violent criminals behind bars. Wife, mother, community leader. Vote Carrie Webster for Circuit Judge, because experience matters.
Paid for by the Committee to Keep Judge Carrie Webster.
Welcome to West Virginia in Jeopardy.
I'll take great leaders in West Virginia for 100.
He led the fight to protect our state's hunting areas, historic sites, and urban green spaces.
Who is Senator Brooks McCabe?
That's right.
Great leaders in West Virginia for 200.
He's endorsed by West Virginia manufacturers, contractors, home builders, and the AFL-CIO because he's serious about putting West Virginia back to work.
Who is Senator Brooks McCabe?
Brooks McCabe again.
I'll try great leaders for 500.
He's the legislator selected by his peers, most often to tackle our state's toughest challenges.
Who is Senator Brooks McCabe?
That's right. Brooks McCabe works with Democrats and Republicans to get things done. My last question for $1,000. Who would do the best job of leading West Virginia to a new era of prosperity by fighting for jobs, education, and economic growth?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's Senator Brooks McCabe.
Help lead West Virginia out of jeopardy. Vote Brooks McCabe. He gets things done.
This message paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Brooks McCabe.
If- If you have a question for Pat this morning from Basement Systems of West Virginia, our phone number on the air, 304-345-5858. To talk to a Pat or have someone from Basement Systems of West Virginia come out to your home and do a free inspection along with a free estimate. Their toll-free number from anywhere is 1-888-619-1300. 1-888-619-1300. And since we're streaming, you could be listening in Wheeling right now. You guys could take care of them in Wheeling.
Absolutely.
Or in Williamson or in Martinsburg or in Parkersburg. Anywhere in the state of West Virginia, Basement Systems of West Virginia can help you out. Again, on the air, our phone number says 304-345-5858. And we're spending a lot of our time this morning with Basement Systems of West Virginia, not necessarily talking about a damp crawl space or a wet basement, but the foundation issues. And, you know, a good question is, why should one fix their foundation if they have a problem?
Well, there's a lot of good reasons why you should fix a foundation problem. Number one, foundation issues, whether it's a small crack or whether it's an extremely large gaping crack on the outside of the home, it's always going to get worse. Foundation problems aren't something that's going to correct themselves, mm-hmm. especially if you're dealing with an older home and you're just starting to notice this type of thing. That's when you can really get kind of concerned about it, because basically every house goes through settlement at some point. And usually the house will just naturally settle about, you know, in the first 4 to 5 years after it's been built. But if you're starting to have a lot of cracking during that time period even, that's another red flag to throw up. Anytime you start to see cracks, it indicates movement in the foundation itself. So these are big red flags. So it's going to get worse, so that's why you want to fix it. You know, it's typically a lot less expensive to repair these types of things, because when you're talking about fixing this type of an issue, it's something that will have to be done at some point. And the benefits to fixing it early is that, you know, it might be a lot less of a repair. Sometimes, you know, you can save from having to replace finishes, such as, you know, getting your doors, your windows realigned, repairing a lot of cracks throughout the foundation. So there's a lot of good reasons in terms of that. Also, the resale value of the house. If you have a house that has structural issues, number one, if you're planning on selling the house in the near future or even, you know, years down the road, a foundation issue is something that will have to be addressed at some point. Most of the time, the home inspectors come out, they'll pick up on these types of issues, and it's something that a lot of times can make or break a sale on a home. Mm-hmm. So at some point, it will have to be addressed before that property can be sold. Also, the appearance of the house itself can be affected. As I mentioned, you know, you can drive down the road just about anywhere. If you take a 5-10 minute drive and just look at houses, and you'll probably see some cracks on foundations just about everywhere. Believe me, since we've gotten into this type of business a lot, I've driven down the road, I can look at houses and say, oh my goodness.
Got a problem.
Yep. So the appearance of the house is another issue. You know, everybody talks about the curb appeal of a house when it comes to resale value.
Sure.
So it is a big issue. You know, we mentioned the door window operation. Sometimes foundation issues can result in loss of usable living space inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be a safety issue, not in terms of the house actually falling over on you, but, you know, sometimes if you have especially like a brick face on the outside of a foundation, sometimes pieces of that brick and that concrete can actually fall off of the foundation. Somebody's walking by, they can get smacked in
get
the
whacked.
Head, and that's not good. And then also, you know, critters, bugs, they love cracks. So if you have a crack in your foundation, more than likely some type of bug or insect is going to find its way into the house. That's it. Right now, you got a lot of these, I think the one lady referred to them as stink bugs.
Stink bugs.
This time
of
year.
Man.
And she said they're everywhere around the house. So just imagine having these kind of bugs, a lot of the like lady bugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They get right in through these small cracks, and next thing you know, they're all over inside of the house. So it's another good reason to fix these types of issues.
If it crawls or slithers, it could get in.
You better believe it.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, and this is stating the obvious, but it's so true that these problems don't fix themselves.
Absolutely.
There's and just no way it's going to fix itself.
There is no way that these types of issues are going to fix themselves. You know, just like what we tell people with groundwater issues. Once water finds a way in, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to keep it out when it comes to waterproofing. And once a house starts settling or pushing in, it's not naturally going to stop on its own. So, and that's what a lot of times people, you know, especially when it comes to like an issue with push on a foundation wall, people say, oh, yeah, we noticed that crack when we first moved in, but it doesn't look like it's moved at all. Well, it can be a very deceiving thing, because when you start to get push on a foundation wall, especially with concrete block, which is what most foundations in the state are built out of, there's blocks start to push in, and the actual mortar joints on the blocks will actually collapse, and the heels of the block will pinch together, so it'll essentially look like the wall stopped moving. But now you have all this pressure building up behind that wall, and it's very close now to the point where it could just give way. Now you have a major foundation fix, because now they have to jack the house up and rebuild the foundation wall, where for a lot less expensive fix, we can come in and we can permanently stabilize the wall. And also another thing that's really neat about the systems, most cases we can actually straighten that wall back out.
Tell us how you fix, I mean, how do you fix a wall that has that kind of a problem? What is the fix exactly?
Well, there's two types of systems that we use. One of those is called power bracing, where we use a steel I-beam, which we anchor down into the footing of the foundation. Mm-hmm. The steel beam runs up, and then we use the floor joist to be able to anchor onto it. And then basically it's like a tension system that we use. There's a bolt that fastens up to the floor joist, and then we put pressure on this bolt. What that does is it keeps even pressure along the foundation wall. So, you know, let's say we're dealing with, you know, the back wall of a house. What we'll do is we come in, we put a power brace every 4 foot down that foundation wall, and then we have even pressure all the way down it. Now, what happens is on the outside of the home is when you have soil along the outside of the foundation wall, when the soil gets wet, it expands. And especially like right now, you can go outside and you'll see a lot of cracks in the ground because the ground's contracting when it dries out. So if you have even pressure against this wall, once that soil starts to contract, you're going to gradually be able to straighten your wall back up. And then over time, you just come in, continually adjust everything. Mm-hmm. You know, every couple months, come in and adjust it, or during a dry period, adjust it, and eventually you can straighten the wall back up. We've corrected walls with up to 8 inches of deflection in it. So walls pushed in 8 inches past where it originally stood, and we've been able to actually straighten it back up with the types of systems that we use.
So that is a much less costly way of fixing a really bad problem.
Absolutely. And more importantly, it's a permanent fix. Whereas if you just go in and you dig up the house, put in a new fountain, have them build a new wall in there, the wall can eventually push back in. So then you're right back to square one.
So we're talking power braces.
That's power braces.
Is there another fix?
There's another system we have. It's called geolocks. What geolocks are, it's a similar type of system where we're using tension to not only stabilize the wall, but also to be able to straighten the wall back up in most cases. Basically, there's a steel plate that we put on the inside of the foundation. Then we'll dig out traditionally about 12 foot away from the foundation, and then we bury a steel plate down into the ground, and then we drive a rod in between both of these plates, and then it's a tension system, as I mentioned before, where we put pressure on each of these plates and allows us to be able to gradually straighten the wall back up. So depending on the design of the home, what types of issues are going on, we can either use one or the other of these systems, or we've had cases where we've actually combined using a combination of power brace and geolocks.
So it's power braces and geolocks.
You got it.
Or a combination thereof.
You got it.
Pat Edwardson with us, little Pat, here on 58 WCHS, and Ask the Expert this morning from Basement Systems of West Virginia. Their phone number, toll-free, to call and arrange for your free inspection and estimate is 1-888-619-1300. You can also go online and arrange for a free estimate and inspection. You can sign up online at basementsystemswv.com. Our on-air number, 345-5858.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Karen.
What's with you lately? Why are you so happy?
It's nothing, really.
I've known you too long, girlfriend. What's up?
Okay. Remember me telling you about Mark's snoring problem? There was a little more to it.
Oh?
Truth is, until recently, we haven't been sleeping in the same bed. His snoring was so loud that we couldn't. And, well, it affected our relationship.
So what happened?
It's not what, it's who. Dr. Jeannie Bailey's her name. We knew Mark had a sleep apnea problem, but he couldn't use the CPAP thing. Dr. Bailey fitted him with a device that reduced his snoring dramatically, and we're sleeping in the same bed again.
And?
The relationship is better, too, if you know what I mean.
Is your relationship having difficulty, at least in part due to snoring? Are you sleeping in separate bedrooms or wishing you were? If so, call the dental offices of Dr. Jeannie K. Bailey today. Call 877-757-7428. That's 877-757-7428. Dr. Jeannie K. Bailey, changing lives, one smile at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Harrison. I want to take a moment to share a positive message about someone I positively support, Dan Greer. During my years in the House and Senate, I worked with many legislators, and Dan was one of the best. He's now running for circuit judge in Kanawha County, and I'm glad to wholeheartedly support him. Dan Greer has a proven conservative record and endorsements from the Charleston Daily Mail, Fraternal Order of Police Lodges, and West Virginians for Life. Dan was not just one of my legislative colleagues. He's been one of my best friends since our wives introduced us in the early 90s. I know he is honest, intelligent, accomplished, and will be a great judge. If Dan Greer is victorious, Kanawha Countyans will be the real winners because we will have a hardworking judge who is experienced, tough, and fair. Please join me in voting for Dan Greer. I'm positive he will be a great judge.
Paid for by the Dan Greer for Judge Committee, Ralph Jones, Treasurer.
I'm Greg Burton, CEO of Brick Street Insurance. Our innovative 360 service provides on-site safety specialists, a library of safety resources, and your own personal safety team to track your company's performance. And now, with our association program, qualifying member companies are rewarded for meeting safety goals, outstanding coverage, resources, and incentives. At Brick Street, it all adds up to service. To find out how your association can take advantage of this program, contact your local Brick Street agent or go to brickstreet.com.
Did you see Governor Manchin with his rifle on television? The governor is a pretty good shot. But this season, Joe Manchin is not hunting game. He's hunting for votes. That's why Joe Manchin is trying to camouflage his support for President Obama's policies. On the wasteful stimulus bill, Joe Manchin supported it, went to the White House in person to help. Even though it wasted billions and drove up the debt, Joe Manchin did what Obama wanted him to do. And on Obama's health care law, Joe Manchin did what Obama wanted him to do. Washington has a way of changing people. And sending Joe Manchin to Washington might not be good for him, even worse for us. Let's face it, a good governor has a bad idea. Let's send Joe Manchin back to the governor's office and send a message to Obama. The National Republican Senatorial Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by the NRSC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's campaign. www.nrsc.org.
You really won't appreciate the different, completely different atmosphere of Dunbar Furniture until you experience it yourself. An example? If you're selecting a new sofa and you don't see the exact fabric you want, take an hour or two choosing from hundreds and hundreds of fabric samples available. Take your time. No hurry. Nobody will be bugging you to hurry up and choose. Shop for furniture the old-fashioned way. No hustle or hassle. Dunbar Furniture near Shoney's and Captain D's, where delivery is always free.
I'm Sharon Spencer. It is my privilege to serve you in the House of Delegates. Over a decade ago, I wrote legislation for elimination of the food tax, and I continue the fight. I believe we must guard our Second Amendment rights. That's why the NRA gave me an A-plus rating.
Be sure to check out Sharon Spencer's website at www.delegatespencer.com for updates on issues affecting all of us in West Virginia.
I'm Liz Spencer, and my mom Sharon Spencer is working really hard for creation of jobs, for accessible health care, for elimination of the food tax, for protection of family values, for protection of our Second Amendment rights, for keeping drunk drivers off the road, for keeping families safe from sexual predators. Please vote Sharon Spencer for House of Delegates.
Responsible leadership that gets results. Vote Sharon Spencer for Kanawha County House of Delegates.
I'm Sharon Spencer. My family and I approve of this message.
Paid by Sharon Spencer.
.345-5858 is our on-air number for Ask the Expert on 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston, and Pat Edwardson with us. A little Pat. Not to be confused with Big Pat.
Little Pat, Big Pat, doesn't matter.
Somewhat bigger Pat. Pat Edwardson is with us here. If you have a question about foundations, phone number is 345-5858 to arrange for a free inspection and free estimate. With Basement Systems of West Virginia, your foundation, call 1-888-619-1300. That's 1-888-619-1300. Let's go to the phone. Is it Audrey?
Audrey.
Audrey. Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning,
hi,
Audrey.
Thanks. And Pat, I know you'll remember us.
Okay.
You sealed our basement, I mean, not basement, but the crawl space, a couple of years ago here on Connor Drive.
Okay.
And the humidity under the house in the summertime, is sometimes it'll be 70, you know, when it's really hot. And like today with the weather now, it's like 54. So do we have anything to worry about with that humidity being so high in the summertime?
Well, that's a great question. Do you have a dehumidifier in the crawl space?
No, you mentioned, but we never have water under the house, and we do not use our air conditioning that much. We open the windows up in the upper part of the house. And I don't understand why, but now today it's only 54. Well, it's 47 in the upper part of the house, so it's not that much difference, really.
Okay.
And the temperature's just 1 degree difference.
Okay. Well, you see, what happens is when we put a encapsulation system inside of a crawl space, we're essentially trying to do two things underneath of the house. One of those is to isolate the earth from the house to stop moisture from coming up. But also what we're trying to do is to create a conditioned environment.
Right.
Now, when we seal up a crawl space, what we do is we encapsulate the crawl space with our clean space system, and then we seal off the vents and any kind of exterior doors on the crawl space.
Right. And you did a fine job.
Well, thank you. But a lot of times, though, I shouldn't say a lot of times, but usually about 70 to 75% of the time that we encapsulate a crawl space, we can encapsulate it and we can control humidity without using a dehumidifier.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you have to use a dehumidifier because we can only seal up to the top of the foundation wall. In other words, if it's a block foundation,
right,
we can only seal up to the top of that. Well, then you have area above the block wall itself where you have your sill plate, you have your rim joist, the floor joist, and basically there's a lot of area over the top of those walls where you can still potentially get an exchange of air.
Right.
Now, over the top of that wall, we're not able to seal up over the top of it because you have wood materials there. So if we seal up over top of those wood materials, you could potentially cause it to trap moisture and you could rot those areas out.
Uh-huh.
So what we would recommend for you is that if your humidity still is getting high, we can come in and we can put a dehumidifier in.
But only in the summertime. That's the reason you wouldn't need it, and it would run all the time, would it not, if you had it under the house?
The dehumidifying systems that we have, let me give you a quick comparison. Let's look at it this way. In the wintertime, your house gets cold.
Right.
So what you do is you shut all your doors and your windows, and then you turn your heating system on.
Uh-huh.
Well, with a crawl space, the reason you get high humidity is because of an exchange of air. Basically, the crawl space stays cool during the spring and the summer. So if you still have these areas where you're getting warm air in, you can get this high humidity in the summertime. For every 1 degree that warm air cools, it'll increase the humidity by 2.2%. So if you're still getting warm air in over the top of those walls, you can potentially still have high humidity. So just like I said a minute ago, in the wintertime, you close all the doors and the windows, turn your heating system on. While in the summertime, what we've already done inside of your crawl space essentially is shut all the doors and the windows. So now we can come in and put a dehumidifying system in.
Could it be, though, the reason it's doing that, we do not use our air conditioning much. And I thought, well, maybe if we use the air conditioner and shut the house up, it would not do that.
That could have some impact with it. It certainly, because the ductwork is running through the crawl space, I would assume.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and see, a lot of times we don't recommend dehumidifiers right off of the bat when you have ductwork running through the crawl space because you get a certain amount of leakage out of those air conditioning ducts. So a lot of times that leaking air that comes out of that duct is all conditioned air, so you help to control the humidity in the crawl space with it.
Okay.
Now, if you do like to keep your windows open all the time in the spring and the summer, though, you could have us come in and we could put in a dehumidifier. And now, one of the things you said earlier was that you were worried about it running all the time.
Right, and you have to listen to it.
Well, that's certainly one thing everybody always wants to talk about. But there is a muffling system you could put on a dehumidifier, depending on how sensitive you are to the hearing. Dehumidifiers aren't very loud. But also, the way that our dehumidifiers are set up, it's similar to the way, like, your heating and air conditioning system will work.
Oh, it comes on and off automatic?
You got it. You have on your thermostat for your heating and air conditioning,
right,
you have your auto function, so you can set it for 75 in the winter, and it'll just keep continually kick on periodically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a dehumidifier has what's called a humistat built onto it. So if your humidity gets up above 50%, it'll automatically turn itself on, and it'll run until the humidity drops back down, and then it shuts back off.
Well, it doesn't seem to get high only in the summertime. Not in the spring. It wasn't high in the spring. It just seems like it's in the summer, and I think maybe it is because we're not using our air conditioning. Unless it gets real humid, I don't turn an air conditioner on. I'd rather have fresh air.
Sure.
But maybe that is what's causing the high humidity under the house.
It certainly is. It's that exchange of air, as I mentioned.
Next summer, I'll plan on keeping that air conditioner on and shut the windows.
And do you have insulation under your floor?
I don't think there is insulation under the floor. We have a pretty thick flooring. I mean, we have carpeting on it and tile and so forth, but I don't think there is insulation under the floor.
Okay.
I don't think there is.
I don't have any under my floor either, and I've been advised by several experts in that area, you really need to have insulation under your floor.
Well,
that'd be pretty hard to get it under there now. That's only about an 18-inch crawl space. Was it 18?
Oh, you got a tight crawl space.
Yeah, it was. It was difficult for them to do it, but they did a terrific job. They really did, and we're very pleased with it.
Well, thank you. When you are talking about insulating a crawl space, I do want to point this out. A lot of people traditionally have fiberglass insulation hung up underneath of the floors.
Right.
And fiberglass insulation was never meant for that type of an installation. Fiberglass insulation is meant to be either compacted into a wall or resting up on top of a ceiling. You got it. And see, the thing is, when you look at, like, you go to, like, a Lowe's or a Home Depot or any kind of retail store or anything, basically you look at your insulation and it has what's an R value or the amount of insulation you get off of it.
Right.
That R value is assigned to insulation based off of being rated in a closed cavity or in a wall or up on a ceiling.
Uh-huh.
When you start to hang insulation upside down, you start to get dead air spaces and you start to really lose a lot of the value of that type of insulation.
What should you use?
The best way to insulate a crawl space is to put 2-inch foam board around the exterior walls of a crawl space.
Yeah, okay, so nothing up in between the floor joists then?
You don't get your money's worth out
of
it.
Very
just
good.
Around the perimeter of the house.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
On the inside.
Oh,
on the inside.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. 2-inch foam board?
2-inch foam board is what we typically use.
Do you all do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I might consider that when it gets warmer next spring.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. This really helps. I know now what's taking place.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
That's Audrey, and her line is open at 304-345-5858. That's 304-345-5858 here on WCHS. If you'd like to arrange for a free inspection and estimate of what it might take to help you with your foundation issues, or if you have a wet basement or damp crawl space, the toll-free number for Basement Systems of West Virginia is 1-888-619-1300, 1-888-619-1300. You know, one of the things about foundation repair, digging around the foundation to repair a problem versus some of the things we've talked about, like the power brace or the geolocks as an alternative to that, not only do you save money, and we start digging up stuff, just hand them your billfold.
Exactly.
But also, you know, as I'm reading and learning more, it's a green thing, too. I mean, it's greener if you're able to fix it without having to dig around the foundation and replace concrete.
Well, it certainly is more eco-friendly because you're talking about being able to continually use the same materials that are already in place as opposed to tearing out all those materials, disposing of them, and then bringing in a whole load of new materials to put up. Not to mention that even when you do try to replace it, you might run into the same issues again.
Yeah.
That's one of the most traditional ways to correct a house that was settling into the ground was to dig up all around the outside of the foundation, basically put the house up on like stilts, and then build a new foundation and then set the house back on top of it. So look at all the materials that it took to do that. Imagine how painful of a process it was, all the utilities that have to be disconnected, how much money, how much time it would take to do it. Well, now we have these push pier systems. We could just come in most cases, use the existing structure, come in, put a couple of piers down into the ground, and it's permanently fixed. Whereas even if you did go that expensive route, build a new foundation underneath of a house, the soil is the reason why that house originally settled. So you're not doing anything to address the soil underneath of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, you could go rebuild a whole foundation and still have the same issues.
If you have a question for Pat, certainly give Pat a call at 1-888-619-1300. That's the toll-free number for Basement Systems of West Virginia. That's the number you use to arrange for your free inspection and estimate as well of your home. 1-888-619-1300.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
Man, I love football season.
Yeah, tailgates are about the only fun anyone gets to have these days.
Yeah. See, multimillionaire politicians like John Racy, they can't understand what we're going through.
Yeah, Racy wants to eliminate the minimum wage.
Against the minimum wage. And Racy, he didn't pay workers' comp for on-the-job injuries.
And he signed a pledge that protected tax breaks for corporations sending jobs overseas.
Overseas? What, like China?
Yep. And with countries like China breaking fair trade rules on steel production, Racy opposed cracking down.
Oh, siding with China on steel. Thanks, Chairman Racy. That's caused West Virginia good-paying jobs.
Hey, all these jobs heading to places like China. Who do you think works them over there?
I don't know, but they don't have football in China.
Well, thanks to politicians like John Racy, we may not have jobs, but at least we still have football.
Yeah.
Paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, www.dscc.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
.345-5858 here on WCHS. On the air, we have a few moments remaining. Enough time for a question, if you like, of Pat Edwardson of Basement Systems of West Virginia. Phone number for them is 1-888-619-1300. That is 1-888-619-1300 for Basement Systems of West Virginia. Also online at basementsystemswv.com. So as you're doing maybe some, you know, raking of leaves this fall, and you happen to look around your home a little more carefully, the foundation, you see a crack in the foundation, you certainly don't want to pretend you didn't see that.
Exactly. It's certainly something you want to take notice of. And, you know, as you mentioned a couple of times, we do free estimates and inspections. We'll be more than happy to come out. We can explain to you what you have going on with the house. We can also show you what options are available to you. Even if it's not something you plan on doing right away, this way you can at least get a grasp of what's going on. We can make you aware of some of the things that you can potentially happen, and you know, show you what kind of fixes are available for you. Because a lot of this stuff, if you can jump on it early, you can save yourself a lot of money in the long run.
And again, you lose nothing by having a free inspection.
Exactly.
And getting a free estimate.
Exactly.
You know, that's just common sense. It doesn't cost you anything to find out if you have a problem that can be fixed.
That's it. And a lot of times people want to ignore it. But as I mentioned earlier, at some point, just about everyone is going to sell the house that they live in. And when it comes down to it, everyone now, when you go to sell a house, they have to fill out a disclosure form. And if you know about your foundation issue, you know, you have to disclose it. And if you try not to disclose it, somebody's going to find it.
Sure.
So,
and nine times out of ten, a really good home inspector is going to find those problems.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've heard some stories of people who maybe have tried to, oh, I don't know, what's the word, hide.
Sure.
an issue like that, but an inspector who's worth his or her salt, they pretty much know all the tricks and know what's going on.
And you'd be surprised in some of the ways that people try to cover up or, you know, try to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even like fake walls, false walls.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing how easy it is to be able to identify that stuff if you know what you're looking at.
Now, there are some, I guess there are some instances where you may have, and again, it's good to get a free estimate and a free inspection. You could have a crack somewhere on the outer wall of your home. That may not mean anything. It's just a crack.
It exactly.
just happened. So peace of mind with calling this toll-free number to have a free inspection, to me, is worth free.
Absolutely.
That's 1-888-619-1300, 1-888-619-1300. So one would call the toll-free number, and within a week or so, you could be out maybe?
A couple of weeks, two? Typically, it'll be either myself or one of our other sales guys. His name's Hack.
Yeah, Hack. We've Hack. Had Hack on.
Hack will come out. He'll take a look at it for you. He was out in Nebraska with me a week ago to go through all the training, so he'll certainly be able to help you.
You guys are good to go now.
You better believe it.
All right. Pat, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Rick.
That's little Pat. Pat Edwardson of Basement Systems of West Virginia. If you'd like to talk with him or actually talk to someone at Basement Systems of West Virginia, I don't think it'll be Pat, but who would it be?
You can always talk to me if you want to. You can just call in and ask for me.
All right. That's 1-888-619-1300. 1-888-619-1300. Also online, basementsystemswv.com. I'm Rick Johnson on 58 WCHS. We'll be right back.